You are an energetic being first and foremost, so the quality of your energy field is really important. It works like a filter, each part of the field enabling or preventing whatever is turning up in your life. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in the body, mind, and spirits community. I'm an award-winning master energist. That's a therapist that specializes in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through, and around your body. If you want anything in your life to change, you have to begin with changing your energy field first. So my shows are a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews, and thought-provoking inspiration. They're all about energy, energy fields, protection, and connection. If there's a topic you'd love me to cover in my show, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. And if you love the show here on UK Health Radio, please spread the word about it in your networks. I've observed a current trend in the universal energy grids. I wonder if you've also been noticing this as well. There's been an energetic shift. Out from the lackluster stick-in-the-mud energies that seem to have been around for a while, and into a much more motivated, self-propelling type of energy that's going to inevitably move things forward. This motivation carries a wonderful dynamic to it. The inspiration to develop an inner resilience is beautiful to watch. In other words, rather than looking outside of ourselves to acquire the resources we feel we might need in order to create resilience for us and those we love, we're actually changing that dynamic. We're digging deeper within ourselves instead to see what inner resourcefulness we can draw from. There is a shift from accumulation of outer resources to accessing our inner resourcefulness. Instead, superb. This is a space that is primed and ready for us to receive energetic upgrades. I'm Amanda Nelson, the Master Energist, and this is the Future Self Energetic Show on UK Health Radio. If you're new to the show, welcome. And if you're not new to the show, well, welcome back. So in this week's show, we're exploring the urge to create inner resilience and the concept of energetic upgrades and how they work together. Have you experienced an upgrade, or do you feel you're on the cusp of one? Do you know how to recognize the process? An upgrade is all about a significant, noticeable shift or transformation in your energy or spiritual state. It's often linked to spiritual growth. Some people call that ascension, suggesting a kind of movement towards a higher consciousness or spiritual awareness away from where we are at the present. Now, this is the common language used to describe it anyway, but fundamentally, given that I believe in your essence that you are already that higher state of being, that you already have all the inner resilience and inner resourcefulness that you could ever need. Really, upgrades to me are about the removal of any energy blocks. They're about taking away limiting beliefs and unhelpful filters that have made accessing your true high vibrational essence to be much more easily accessible to you. So to me, an upgrade, an energetic upgrade anyway, doesn't necessarily mean an improvement or an up-leveling for you in the traditional sense. Instead, to me, an upgrade is much more about finding yourself better able to get closer to your natural evolved state of being. I've noticed a lot of upgrading going on at the moment, and as the upgrade for the person begins, the stagnation that has been holding them back, it seems to dissolve and disappear. And then, as if by magic, they feel enthusiastic about moving themselves and their life forward again. On some level, they are finding themselves and they're reclaiming themselves as well. One client recently described it as if there had been a veil inside of them that somehow had disappeared, and they are seeing inside of themselves and their strengths and their aptitudes and their dreams and desires and what motivates them to be. They're seeing themselves for the first time in years. That's terrific. How would you know? How could you know that you're being upgraded? Well, apart from the shift in your inner dynamic, I'd say that there are some experiences that other people have mentioned, and here they are. Have you been experiencing these? Has anyone you know been experiencing them too? I've been through a number of upgrades, but I like to include my own experiences and those from people I trust. So you might notice that you're becoming more sensitive. This means you can feel much more attuned to other people's emotions, feel a deeper bond with nature, perhaps react more strongly to certain foods or substances that you weren't sensitive to in the past. That's what happened to me. I speak to many people who are finding it more difficult at the moment to tolerate pharmaceutical medicines, plant medicines, some types of food and drink. Most of my upgrades, I know that I become more and more sensitive to things like that. That's me. It may not be what happens for you. It's like it upsets my inner balance somehow, my inner tranquility to eat and drink and take certain things. Lots of people have mentioned this. It leaves you feeling a bit out of sorts, and eventually you just decide, well, if I don't have, for example, that drink of beer, if I don't have that kind of juice, if I don't eat those kinds of vegetables, I'm off all carbs. I find it very difficult now to digest potatoes, tomatoes, anything like parsnips or some of the other denser root vegetables that become quite sweet. I find it hard to tolerate sugar. What a shame. I loved sugar, but I find it hard to tolerate it now. And each time we go through an upgrade, we find that our systems, our energy fields become that little bit more sensitive, and then physically we find that that also becomes sensitive as well. I think that whenever you become more physically sensitive to anything, that can also indicate that you're becoming more energetically sensitive too. I know I've just said that when you get an upgrade energetically, you end up sensitive physically. What I'm trying to say is that it actually works the other way around. And a lot of times it's the physical sensations or the physical feedback that's happening during an upgrade. Maybe just after one. I've heard people mention that too, that indicate that the upgrade is actually taking place. Physically then, if I can call it physically, you're probably going to find you have more vivid dreams. Maybe your dreams will be much brighter, the colours in them. Maybe they're more memorable in that they stay with you for some reason. Maybe they're more frequent. And the dreams aren't necessarily bad dreams. They are richer, stronger, more potent dreams, if you like. And maybe you'll get stronger instincts about people or situations, or even have some level of insights that you don't feel you would have had before. I know strictly not physical matter, but this can have an impact upon it. Where do you feel that? When you start to go through those moments where your instincts are activated, where are you feeling it? Because this is very much a part of understanding ourselves as an energetic being. Are your instincts in your heart? Are they in your third eye? Are they in your stomach? Are they in your digestive system? Do you feel twinges in your reproductive organs? Perhaps the back of your calves or your ankles ache. Where do you feel it? Because that can be a sign for you, so that if you ever get those feelings again in quite the same way, it could give you a gentle alert that an upgrade could be happening. I think when there's some level of insight or inner knowing that you feel much more compelled to find out more about, or perhaps you feel more compelled to listen to and be responsive to, even when you have nothing concrete to explain why you're knowing and feeling the way that you do. Upgrades are also very much about an opening up of our instincts. And my feeling would be, respect those instincts. It's also very common for you to go through emotional fluctuations during an upgrading process. You know, how can you not, when what's happening is that you're becoming much more open and much more attuned to higher vibrations of everything? Part of the upgrading process involves releasing old emotional baggage. And as you do, well, you're most certainly going to find yourself experience some level of mood swings or unexpected waves of emotions like sadness or joy or anger or anything else, actually, as unresolved emotions and traumas are en route out of your energy field. Upgrades, you see, compel the lower vibrational baggage to rise up out of its hiding place and then be revealed and then be released and then be transmuted, which is why you get these polar opposites of things like feeling shame, then joy, feeling guilt, then love, feeling despair, then anger. These are all low vibrational energies, shame, guilt, despair, and they move to a higher level energy, joy, love, but even anger. Anger is higher on the list of emotional vibrations than shame, guilt, or despair are. And so what we're always looking for is something that takes us up a higher level and doesn't leave us where we were. So upgrades compel those lower vibrations to rise up. You see, those lower vibrations are always going to be the blocks, the limiting beliefs, and the unhelpful filters that have veiled the being we are from being fully accessible to us. Your relationships, they're going to transform as your energy and perspective shift. You might find yourself drifting away from those who no longer resonate with you and your newer vibrational state, and gravitating much more towards people who do align much more with your evolved self. Physically, you might experience what are called ascension symptoms. If we go back to physical, they could be changes in sleep patterns, fluctuating energy levels, unexplained aches, vertigo. You might even have symptoms similar to the flu. These changes are often seen as your body adjusts to a much higher frequency of energy. It's like there's a small purge that needs to go on of all of the different physical aspects of yourself. The physical body, you see, needs to adjust as much as the energetic body does. Certainly your perceptions are going to shift. You could start seeing the world in a completely new way. You might develop a much greater appreciation for the interconnectedness of everything, how everything matters, and because of that, we should be much more communal in our outlook. We should find ways to resolve problems together that benefit all of us, rather than being a lot more, how can I put it, separate, divisive, competitive. You end up with a much deeper sense of purpose, much greater compassion for your fellow man, for your fellow creature, for your fellow nature. You're much more objective as well. You don't immediately jump to any conclusions. And you become more curious and you ask questions to make sure that before you yourself come to any fleeting conclusion about what you feel may or may not be happening, that you have more information first, that you listen to all voices. All voices can be heard, at which point we have the opportunity to discuss and share and elevate all of us at the same time. Perhaps there will be a shift then in your values and your priorities. I think you'll find that you have a much more increased interest in deeper thinking. That's also very common. You'll find you like silence so that you're not distracted and your mind can actually connect much more with the communications of your higher being. Aspects of life that you were fully engaged with before may begin to feel actually a bit shallow and unworthy of your time and attention. This happened to me, actually, if I can share it. Gradually, I found that my house became quieter and quieter as I switched off the radios. I didn't listen to music on my iPod. The TV went off. The computers were silent. And most of the time in my house in the evenings, what you'll hear is either the crackling of a fire in my fire grate, beautiful it is, or you'll just hear the gentle tick-tock, tick-tock of a clock on a mantle. So this is a big trend with upgrades at the moment. People are being drawn to explore different practicings, different philosophies, different teachings, different ways of being that they hadn't really considered before. Quietness doesn't need to be filled. That silence is a pregnant pause. It's nothing more than silence. And we can sit with silence just as well as we can sit with all the distractions of the noise that we bring in. I think what's fascinating about this is that I've also had clients telling me that because they are reaching into their silence, they're also starting to understand teachings on a deeper level that they did before. I mean, they had learned these teachings before, but it's like they've processed them and it's like they understand what they have learned. But now there is a deeper integration of the meaning of what they learned. It's likely that you will develop a strong urge to live more authentically as well, aligned with the true self that you're reconnecting with, that true self that you know yourself to be. And you may choose to live your life quite differently because of this, or begin the process of moving your life in that direction at least. As your inner essence is revealed, it's inevitable that your outer lifestyle will need to be adjusted to reflect that essence. You'll certainly begin to recognise the interconnectedness of all things. You'll develop a profound sense of oneness with everything. All living beings, the earth, the energies, the universe. And this includes feeling a deep empathy and compassion for others. It's like you learn to love again, but you love in a different way. It has more grace to it and more gentility to it. And as you tap into all of that interconnectedness, it's also likely that you're going to notice more synchronicities happening within that interconnectedness, more of those meaningful coincidences, but they're not really coincidences, they're connections. These can feel like signs from the universe or confirmation that you're on the right pathway, and they are confirmation. So connect with your inner and outer guides. Tap into the advice of your mentors and helpers because they're there to enable you during your upgrading process.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
I'm Amanda Nelson. This is the Future Self Energetics show on UK Health Radio. And in this week's show, we're exploring an urge to create inner resilience and the concept of energetic upgrades that inevitably happens whenever we start to seek being more than we currently are. As we upgrade, we're tapping directly into higher vibrational sources, and these enable us to connect with the being we know ourselves to be on some level. If you're in an upgrading phase, yes, they tend to come in phases, well, how long do they take then? I feel that these upgrades are a process rather than a single event. They happen much more stealthily than that, and they unfold organically. Partly, I think the duration of the upgrade is a direct result of how much you would be prepared to follow the wisdoms being shared with you by that inner voice that's talking to you. And I suppose how prepared you are to follow or resist the voice. It varies from person to person. There isn't a set time frame, as upgrades are highly individual and they can be influenced by a multitude of factors. It stands to reason that the deeper and more intense the changes are for you, that perhaps the longer the phase may last or might be better if it lasted. And it's not always as easy as we might like to negotiate an upgrade while managing daily responsibilities that we're already committed to. It's like part of us during an upgrade wants to go left, while the other part of us is committed to go to the right. Releasing attachments to how long it takes, I think, is a really wise move. And thinking of our upgrading as always an unfolding phase, that can really help as well. Just imagine navigating where you are being called rather than trying to go by the most direct, fastest route to the outcome. That's, in my experience, what works really well. I sit and I imagine myself as a ship, and it's a ship that is gently being moved, directed, guided to a particular harbour. And I may move a little to the left and then assess where I am, and then move a little to the right and assess how close my harbour is, and keep going left and right, working with the elements and the things that are presented to me until finally I reach my destination. In my experience, forcing the change brings stress, and it brings strains even to the strongest of support networks. And it can create all sorts of physical upheavals as well. So why not take your ship and tack towards the shore rather than trying to go for the most direct route and getting straight into stormy waters? This process, well, it includes intense periods of change, actually followed by calmer periods of calm. This is what upgrades are like. The calm allows for integration. The periods of change, well, that's the changing of your energy field and the upgrading that's happening. The integration period comes after that. So allow for adjustment, allow for integration to happen between periods of change. Imagine yourself as a ship that's, or a boat or a yacht, anything you like really, that's tacking towards a harbour. So we go to one side, and that's an intense period of change, and then we tack to the other, and that's a calmer period. We tack one side and it's intense, we tack the other and it's calmer. Knowing about this can help you to navigate the upgrading. You most likely have spiritual practices that you already use, and that would serve you well during an upgrade as well. Use these if you have them, as they will really help the upgrading process to run more smoothly and in some ways unfold more easily. I hesitate to say quickly, but sometimes I've seen that simply by getting ourselves out of the way, things can unfold more quickly. By getting ourselves out of the way, things are enabled to be much more smooth. Tapping into our spiritual practices means, again, unfoldment, being in flow, allowing, all of those words that we use so often, they can and do help with this process. It's very much not about immediacy. It's very much not about being forceful. This empowerment, because this is what it is always more magical when you give it permission to take the time it needs, come in the way that it needs to, work with you rather than against you. Some people say that signs are like a newfound sense of peace and clarity as they integrate. That certainly can indicate the end of an upgrading phase. It's important, I think, to approach this process with patience and self-compassion, understanding. Certainly, spiritual growth is a deeply personal journey that unfolds in its own way in its own time. And I think it's really important that we tap into that we connect with that, and that we allow ourselves that. Navigating through a phase of spiritual upgrading or transformation undoubtedly is going to be challenging, but it can also be blissful. There are lots of strategies that can make the process much smoother and more manageable. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to make some recommendations, and that's what's coming up next.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
I'm Amanda Nelson, the Master Energist, and this is the Future Self Energetics Show on UK Health Radio. Thank you for tuning in. In this week's show, we're exploring our urge to create inner resilience at the moment. It's one of the themes that seems to be out on the energy grids. And in order to create inner resilience, that often goes hand in hand with tapping straight back into the energetic upgrades that could be going on. And you may well find that based on some of the things I've shared with you on the show today, you might start to recognise that you could well be in a phase of an energetic upgrade. I've also been talking a little bit about how that might show up for you, how you might recognise it in you or in one of your friends. And I've also given you some ideas of ways that you can navigate through the phase, but I want to dig into that a little bit more deeply now. Navigating through a phase of spiritual upgrading or transformation can be challenging for us, can be challenging for those around us as well. But there are several strategies that I think can make the process much smoother, much more easeful, much more manageable. And I'm going to recommend those to you now. So to help you through any kind of more significant upgrade, start by prioritising self-care. Always begin with the self, especially during the more intense periods of change that could be taking place. So what does that mean? Well, make sure you get enough rest. Eat nourishing foods and see how your body feels about the food that you're putting in. Stay physically active. And does your body like that? Whereas you used to run, now would you like to swim? Whereas you used to like to walk, maybe now you want to play badminton. I don't know. And perhaps spend time in nature in whatever way that is for you. For me, that's being out in my garden. But for others, it could be walking their dogs, or it could be sitting by the side of a river. Take good care of your body. It's really important. Everything you do to take care of yourself is going to help you to manage the changes you're experiencing. What does that mean for you? Well, it could be that taking care of your body is something as simple as, well, maybe I need to check out the cleaning detergents that I'm using in my clothes because my clothes feel itchy all of a sudden. It might be that instead of using synthetic air fresheners in your house, you start to feel that you'd much prefer to have gentle essential oils that are fragrancing your living spaces. If you're able to meditate, I would encourage you to also set up a time of the day where even for 15 minutes you allow yourself to slip into the gap. If you can meditate, incorporate regular meditation into your routines. It can be immensely helpful. Meditation grounds you and it centers your energies, and it also enables you to access your inner being, the one actually that you're trying to connect with and reveal. This is part of the upgrading process. So meditation is going to allow that. And meditation also fosters a sense of calm amidst the shifts that are going on. Meditation's also going to make it calmer for you to be, make you much more calmer when you express to people around you that you feel you might be going through an upgrade and you'd be grateful for their support. I suppose alongside this, practicing mindfulness is going to keep you very present and aware, and it will help to reduce anxiety about what has passed or what's to come. And don't worry though, if you find meditation challenging, and I know some people do, even short periods of quiet mindfulness will help. Actually, I want to change that to mind emptiness. What we're trying to do is sit quietly and not think about anything at all. I think looking for a support network from people who understand what you're going through could be really good. Reaching out to your spiritual or energetic community, they can and do offer support. Sharing experiences and learning from others on a similar pathway to you can actually offer a great amount of guidance and comfort. It's not that you want to hear their journey, though obviously if they're sitting holding space for you, it's nice when you do that for them. But it's more that if we've all been through similar things, I mean, that's what this show is about, conveying some of those similar things. If we're all been through or going through or about to go through similar things, then forewarned is forearmed. We can spot those signs and signals a lot more quickly if we're around people that says, have you considered that actually you might be going through an upgrade phase at the moment? And in that moment, suddenly everything starts to make sense. We need people to reflect us, to mirror back to us things that are actually happening that maybe we've not seen. It could be that you don't have that community around you, and I do understand that. Without a community to give you support, that can leave you feeling a little bit isolated, can't it? So support, encouragement, help, advice, that's what this show might be, just what you need to find today. And I want to be your community. I want to be that person that you feel that you can come to. Understanding more about the processes can normalize your experiences. I mean, they will always be amazing as they reveal themselves to you, but the actual experience, the ideas, normalizing it can help, where we start to recognize, we're in one of those phases again. Other things, what can you do? Coming back to the idea of understanding, why not read books, read blogs from authorities that know their stuff, attend any workshops if you're in a position to do so, join a spiritual group. There are quite a few on Meetup, but if you find your local spiritualist church, they often have lists of different groups that are happening at the time. You don't have to become a spiritualist, you don't have to attend the church, but that seems to be a networking spot. Of course, take a look at the high vibrational areas in your country. Is there a part of the country where you live, or the county you live, or the town you live, where people who are seeking to be higher vibrational beings, that they meet up and share together? I used to go, although I live in Oxford, in the sort of the mid-region of the UK, I used to work a lot and visit Glastonbury down in Somerset. That's more in the southwest. Somerset, all that area, certain aspects of Dorset. There's loads of spiritual communities there. Lots in Scotland too. You just need to type into a search engine and see where they are. And then maybe if you feel that you're in the middle of an upgrade and it would help you, or it could help you to make sense of an upgrade that you've just been through, why not seek out those communities and go and see if there's anybody there who can help to mentor you? I think creative expression through activities like painting, music, dancing or writing, that's also going to help. It's like it gives you an outlet, either to shift you into a state of mind where you're not busy all the time. That mind emptiness that I'm saying instead of mindfulness practices could be things like painting, music, dancing. Writing's amazing. I think they all offer a powerful outlet for expressing and processing your inner experiences and your inner connections. I think writing is often, in the form of journaling, I mean, is an especially helpful tool. But I do understand, again, not everybody finds journaling easy to do. I have to say, though, if you're one of those people that doesn't find journaling easy to do, there's a real benefit to journaling, because in some ways it creates a pathway, a history of the journey you've been on. Keeping a journal of your thoughts, your feelings, the experiences, the people you're meeting during that phase, well, it can provide clarity and insight when you read through it later. It's therapeutic to process and release emotions, and that's what journals are great for. I do find, though, that my journal's more of a roadmap that shows me the distance I've come and what I've learned along the way. You can miss the milestones when they're happening, and you can write things down in your journal that later, when you look back through that journal, you can see the milestones really clearly. You can see where the turn in the road came. You can see where the bigger choice points were taking shape. Connecting with elements helps too, and this is a really fun way of processing. Think about water. Stay hydrated. Think about fire. Keep warm. Have candles going in your house, or a lovely fire going in your front room where you work. Keep walking on the earth. Keep breathing. Do breath work. That's the air. I don't know what metal would be. Perhaps you could email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com, and give me some ideas of what you feel a good practice with elements might be for metal. Some people find that engaging in energy work, such as Reiki, giving or receiving, acupuncture, working with a spiritual healer or an energist, giving their time voluntarily to a group of other souls who are also going through their own upgrades. Well, that can really help balance and harmonize your own energy field. I think it has something to do with the way energy spins and moves through and around your field. When energy spins in a clockwise direction, it's to do with giving and contributing. And when it spins in an anti-clockwise direction, it's about receiving and accepting. When you do work of your own to balance and harmonize those spins, when you show up in order to be a person for somebody else who might be going through their own upgrading phase, then what happens is it tends to elevate your spins as well. And it balances them out and it harmonizes the spins. The spins are in every aspect of every energy field that you have. It's part of the way that energy moves. Moves in a straight line? No, never. Energy never moves in a straight line. It always tacks like a boat, or it navigates in some way like a vehicle that you're in. But most of all, it loves to spin and twirl and bring motion. Louise Hay was a great believer in the power of an affirmation. An affirmation to use in the more challenging times of any upgrade could be, and this is one of my favourites and I'm sharing it with you, harmony, clarity and balance in all that I am. Use it. Enjoy it. If you can, try to be open to the changes and embrace the shift that happens to you during an upgrade. Because when you do that, you will find that you have the most remarkable inner resilience that you could be searching for. What's happening for you is a development, a reaccessing of something precious that's in your birthright, a giftedness that you have been given to you and have been separated from for far too long. So let go of resistance. Make the journey less turbulent and much more adventurous and joyful instead. Go on that adventure where you're the hero or the heroine, and that you're guaranteed a happy ending if you will allow it. My advice is to trust the process, to surrender to the transformation that is your right. And I don't mean surrender as in waving a white flag and giving up. I mean surrender as allowing, getting into flow, allowing it to carry you along and not resist it. Understanding more about these processes normalizes the experience. Reading the books, attending the workshops, listening to talks, tapping into journaling, being mindless, right? Understanding that you become physically more sensitive, and a whole host of other examples that I've been sharing with you today. This is a time for reflection. It's a time for reassessment inside of ourselves, the being that we know ourselves to be, and outwardly too. Reflect on your life. Reassess your goals, values, and beliefs as soon as you know you're going through an upgrade. And I would suggest that most of us are going through an upgrade at the moment. We're in an upgrade phase. I think we're at the beginning of an upgrade phase. And I think this upgrade phase may well be going on till at least the end of February. So reflect, reassess, tap into yourself, assess your goals. Are your values still congruent with who you are? Are your beliefs really who you know yourself to be? This is an opportunity for really deep self-reflection and realignment back to your truer self, the self that you always are but have lost sight of or lost connection with. Spiritual growth is a process. You are constantly in process as a being in a body. Practice patience with yourself because of this. Recognize that every step you're taking, no matter how small, is actually a part of your process and your progress. Learn to set healthy boundaries, conserve your energy. And that might mean saying no to demanding social engagements or limiting time spent in draining situations as you go through whatever phase of upgrade you're going through. And then lastly, I would say, most of all, cultivate gratitude. Gratitude really shifts your focuses away from the challenges, and I'm not denying that you may have those, but actually gratitude aligns you always to the positives in your life, what you're grateful for, and what you have been grateful for, rather than focusing on the things that perhaps you feel have created stumbling blocks along your way. When you focus on the positives in your life and you cultivate gratitude, the harvest you receive is the fostering of a sense of peace and contentment. And I think it's the peace and contentment which gives us a center point for the resilience that we're looking for. Because when you encounter anything and you meet it with peace and contentment, it means that you feel that you have everything that you could possibly need in order to be able to meet whatever challenges you may face. Each person's journey is going to be unique, and I recognise that. So it's really important for you to listen to your own needs and intuition about what practices, what approaches work best for you. But mostly, I wish you a peaceful and contented upgrade. That's it for another show this week. I'm thrilled that you dropped by. I present Future Self Energetic Show every week for UK Health Radio, and I'd be delighted to spend more time with you next week, so do tune in. The world of energy is amazing, and it's magical, and it's mysterious, and there's always so much for us to explore about it. You have a vital connection to a web of energy fields around you. Use that connection for your benefit. I've been working with vibrational energetics all my life, and I know that when you improve your energy field, you can up-level any part of your life.